Blog Talk Radio.
Live on the MIC on this beautiful June 27th, 2018, 9:30 p.m. Eastern Wednesday night on the off-ramp. Welcome to the off-ramp, my good people. It's a show for the people, by the people, that embodies the people, where we come together to discuss weekly topics. We try to get together the weekly to talk about all types of fun and good ideas. Oh, shit. Hit the button. See? Players fuck up. Pimps fuck up. But, my bad. But, you know, it's a show that, you know, we try to rap. Get the community. My son just woke up. So my son's coming out here young because he hears me talking on the show. He wants to see what we're doing. But, yeah, man, we'd like to get together. Come through, talk about, you know, what's going on in everybody's life, what's been happening in everybody's lives and in the world, and get their worldview and just have a discussion. So many things to talk about on the internet and clicks and all this stuff. I like to get together on the horn once a week and see what's popping in these streets with everybody. So, you know, feel free to call in 929-477-3975. And I'll definitely get to you as I can. I definitely want to welcome in my lovely co-host, Shannon. What up, sis?
What's up? Long time no talk to.
I know, man. It's been wild. It's been so wild. I just had awful about a month. But glad to be back. I ain't gonna bore y'all with everything that's been going on. But, you know, had to dip off for about a month, man.
What are you sipping on tonight?
Ah, wine review. So we'll start off with the wine review. So tonight, my wife took the bottle. So tonight we are on a Mist Moon 2014 Mist and Moon. Merlot, Sonoma County. I think Sonoma's in California, which most wines, I guess, come from. Guyersville, California. This luscious Merlot entices with notes of cherries, black plums, and mocha. So that means it's cool for black.
Oh, that sounds good.
Medium body, the wine displays refined tannins on the palate, revealing hints of wood smoke on the satisfying finish. Now, let me take a sip and tell you if I feel all of that. I don't know if I tasted all that, but it's pretty good. Not too bad. My wife got this at Lidl. We're a big Merlot household. I really enjoy the dark reds. Are you a red person?
I can do like a Malbec.
Malbecs are good. I like Malbec, but you're not a big Merlot?
No, I try to be real refined, but I like Moscato, and then I feel bad because they never have it on the wine list at the good restaurants.
What do you mean try to be refined? You like what you like. There is no such thing as being refined.
You know, it's like a little bit of a ratchet entry-level, non-refined palate wine. But, yeah, I'm mostly soft Moscatos and rosé.
You have to. Okay, why is there such a big thing about Moscato and being like the hood wine?
think it's a thing, but I've been told it's a thing, and I do notice when I go to some of the more upscale restaurants, you know, the most they can give me is a real dry Riesling.
Let me bring my man Russell, ATL shirt. I gotta get that George Clinton song for you, damn Q, when you come in, man. I don't think I ever want to play it, but that might have to be an introduction.
It's an amazing song. And on the note of song, I learned today that Electric Slide is about a vibe.
Hold on, speak up. What'd you say?
The song, I said, Atomic Dog is an amazing song. And I learned today that Electric Slide is actually about a vibrator.
The Electric Slide is about a vibrator, like a woman's vibrator?
Yes. The guy who wrote the song came out and said recently in an article that the song is about a woman and her vibrator.
Is that fake news or is this a credible source?
So you heard this, did you hear this news? I'm not the only one who heard this today, right?
I did not hear that.
It's incredible to me.
Yes.
I don't remember the source.
I heard there was some new information about the Electric Slide. I wasn't ready for that particular tidbit, but I did hear that there was a Electric Slide revelation.
So wait, to the left, to the right.
No. That's not the LaBoo Shannon.
Boo.
That's the
Cupid Shuffle, but the Electric Slide is like the same, right?
No, you're talking about the dance. Okay, so the lyrics to the Electric Slide.
Okay,
it's electric. You can see it. You can't see it. It's electric. You got to feel it. It's electric. Ooh, it's shaking. It's electric. Jiggle of Mesa Cata. She's a pumping like a magic. She's a moving like electric. She sure got the boogie. Yeah.
I feel like this should have been released after 4th of July, after the 4th of July cookout, because I'm going to never be able to look at it the same.
Are you coming with me? Man, this might be a little bit rapist. Are you coming with me? Come let me take you on a party ride. And I'll teach you. I'll teach you the electric
stuff. I'm sorry, Jason, but Beach Bum Gun, a vibrator can't rape you. Sorry.
Gotcha.
That's pretty funny. I didn't mean to go off on a tangent with that one. Jay was just talking about music, and that popped in my mind because I found that out today. But we were talking about wine, and I have absolutely heard, I don't know why, I'm not much of a wine drinker myself, but I do know that there is a conception that Merlot is like the beginner, young person's, old person's, I'm still ratchet wine. So I don't
Merlot
know
or Merlot? Moscato?
I'm sorry, Moscato. Moscato. I don't know why. I like Moscato, but whatever.
It's good. Today, I'm sipping on a 2018 Cupcake Moscato.
That's one of our favorites.
My fave.
I'm familiar.
Moscato is the 21st century White Zinfandel, if you will.
Okay. I can see that.
But as long as it doesn't come in a box, no one should complain. But I mean, I guess.
I've heard there's some box wines that are really, really good.
I ain't mad at you. I mean,
again, I don't.
I'll drink anything. All right, well that's good. So Shannon, so you got a good wine tonight? You're enjoying your cupcake.
I am.
Chilled. Well,
definitely chilled.
Well, definitely glad to have you on the off rant. Anything in particular that y'all want to talk about? I guess not.
Run off secret one.
So, what'd you say?
Don't all speak at once.
Oh, yeah, I know, right? So, okay, so I'm going to start showing a couple things, right? Before we get into the whole, because I'm not going to start on politics, as we first now getting back, you know what I mean? I want to make sure that we have some fun first. So I want to talk about, I want to start with my battle of the sexes conversation first. So I got a question, and I'm giving you this scenario. Names and faces have been changed to protect the innocent. Places have been changed to protect the innocent. But it's a scenario that I got hit up with that I really didn't know the answer. So, you know, so one of my homegirls called me and was like, you know, her best friend is, no. So her husband has a friend that's cheating on his wife, right? Follow me there. So my homegirl's male friend, no, my homegirl's husband has a male friend that's cheating on his wife, right? Now, of course, like most of us, they all do the couple things. Russell, I got to mute you. I don't know what the hell you doing. You sound like you out there, like, biting chiclets. But I'll bring you back in a minute. But it's okay. So Shannon, I got you unmuted. 2-4, I'm going to get to you. I don't know who that is, but I'm going to get to you in a second. So I just want to get this scenario real quick. So my homegirl's husband, best friend, is cheating on his wife. Now, of course, they do the couple thing, so she's gotten familiar with the wife. They've become all cool. But because she goes through her husband's phone, which I be telling her, yo, it's going to cause trouble. But he don't care because he don't cheat on her. So it's kind of like, you know what I mean, like Cheryl looks through my phone sometimes if she needs to look for something or, you know, whatever. So I don't care about it because I got nothing to hide. But, like, she went through his phone and saw that his friend was cheating on his wife. Is it cool for her to tell the wife? Because now she feels guilty about knowing this information and they be hanging out and all that stuff. So now she wants to tell the friend. Should she tell her? What's the rules in that situation? Shannon.
So my first question is, in what way did he tell, was he telling her husband? Was he saying it like bragging, like, you know, the husband's cool with it and everything like that? Like, I don't understand, because that could be a problem to me.
What do you mean?
Like, why does he feel so comfortable telling her husband that he's cheating?
I mean, God,
like, if
I mean,
one of
God,
your friends was cheating on their wife, you wouldn't, like, I feel like you would joke, like, you're not going to judge them because you're not really judgy, but you would probably tell them to cut that shit out. Or, like, you know, that's not cool or it's going to blow up on them. Am I not right?
Yeah. I mean, I'm definitely going to crack my jokes. I'm definitely going to be like, yo, you know, my first thing is always going to the lawyers because, you know, so once you get married, like, this ain't no breaking up, like, okay, we just going to go about our separate ways. Like, nah, you got to fill out paperwork to break up.
Yeah, so it's a little interesting on, like, you know, how comfortable the husband is with it. But I don't really know that she should tell because, you know, chances are they might still stay together. And then, you know, I don't know what that's going to do to their relationship or if it's going to shoot the messenger type thing. But I feel like she should encourage her husband to have him either stop or to, you know, be upfront with her. I don't know. That's a tough one. And I'm not married, so I don't know.
But the husband's got to stay out of it. I mean, because the first rule you learn when you get married is stay out of everybody's relationship. Don't worry about
it. But he's not staying out of it if the friend feels so comfortable talking about his cheating, because it's probably not the first time.
But your friends can feel comfortable telling you anything, and you can give them advice. But you don't start, but once you start involving other people who they don't have the confidence of telling, you're getting them involved in the relationship. Like, if one of my friends was cheating on their wife and they were telling me, you're right, I was like, yo, you sure you want to do this? Because if she finds out, you know, she's taking half, right? So
yeah.
That would be my conversation towards him. But I would say, you know, ultimately, you got to do whatever makes you happy and you got to live with the consequences that come with it. But I ain't got no money to give you. So if she takes half, Hey, Shirley ain't letting me have any roommates. She told me that from the beginning. So you got to make sure you're comfortable in whatever studio apartment you get. But in the same token, if Cheryl found out that my man was cheating on his wife and she was like, well, I want to tell the wife, I'll tell her, hell no, you better stay out of it. That's not your business. They got nothing to do.
Well, I don't think that, you know, he, at this point, I don't think he has control over what the wife does. I don't know. I think that would be, like, if I was the wife, I feel like that would be a really uncomfortable position, because realistically, you know, like, you would think that any wife would want to know if her husband's cheating on her, you know, but at the same time, it doesn't always go the way you think it's going to go. Like, if that fires, you know, they blame you, it severs relationships. I don't know.
I'm going to start going down the line and get some more people in the conversation. Russell, you done, like, shuffling cards or whatever you were doing down there?
Yeah, man, I was making my lunch for tomorrow. I had to get my salad ready, man. I had to get my greens right for the day.
So what you think?
She should not say a word but to her husband. If she wants that woman to know, she needs to encourage her husband to press his friend to come clean, because there's just too many things that can go wrong. She could tell the wife. The husband can deny it to the hills, and now the wife is looking at her like she crazy. Like, why is you out here lying on my husband? You must want my man. Why are you lying on him? I believe him, not you. So now she done messed up that relationship. Her husband no longer trusts her, because, you know, like, he looking at her like, why would you go and tell her that? It's too many things that can go wrong, as opposed to the one thing that can go right. I understand she might want her homegirl to know, but that information has to come from the husband and not from her. It's just too many things that can go wrong.
All right. Well, hold on, Russ. Thanks for that. Let me go down the line from the last four digits, your phone number 6962. Looks like Marilyn. What's good? Welcome to the offering.
Hello, it's Tremaine.
Tremaine, how are you doing? I have to save your phone number. I never recognize.
Hey, girl.
Hey.
So, Tremaine, what you think? Have you been listening? What you got on this situation? Because I'm not sure how. Well, I know how I'm going to handle it. I'm staying the fuck out of it. But I'm just wondering what the obligation is.
So, it's very, very, very dicey. Because, one, she didn't get the information firsthand. Two, it's kind of like Shannon said, you know, maybe this isn't the first time. Maybe it is the first time. Maybe, you know, you don't know the whole context of the conversation and how much she really saw or read or anything like that. And I would also have to look at how good of a friend is she with this wife. Because is it just you're hanging out with this couple-y stuff, or is this really like now her girl? Because if it's not my girl that I'm, like, calling up and going to hang out with, I'm definitely not saying anything. Like, I need to be completely out of it, mind my business, whatever's going to happen is going to happen. Because, unfortunately, and even if it is your girl, unfortunately, sometimes you tell people the truth and they don't want to hear it. And then it ruins your relationship, your credibility. They're angry with you. They stay with the person. Now everyone's looking at you side-eyed. It's just a bad look, and all you were trying to do was help out, and they may not have wanted your help, or he's going to come back with another story, or be like, oh, it was before, she misunderstood, whatever the case may be, and now it's awkward for everybody. So I think the same thing, like, it would need to be the husband who would need to discuss this, but nope, just sitting in my little corner and just sitting back like, oh, well, I'll have fun at game night, eat my snacks.
and we also got Mal on the line. Mal, what you think, my good brother? Welcome to the offering tonight, man. Good to have you. Good to have you too, Tremaine.
What's good, folks? My comment is next topic. Next topic.
I mean, you don't have to comment on that. I was just wondering, because, you know, in this scenario, you know, my friend's wife feels like she's being disloyal because, you know, they go out, they hang out, they have drinks together and party, and now that she has this new information, like, she's telling, of course, my friend to, you know, press the husband. He's like, no, I'm staying out of it. That's between them two. Because I feel like y'all the same way. Like, I've seen some rough situations in relationship. Even growing up with my parents, if I look at it from the outside, I'm like, yo, man, you need to do this. And then, you know, they turn around and look at it something differently because they're in a relationship. So my standpoint is always just stay out of other people's relationships. If people want to confide in you, you be a listening ear. If they ask for your opinion, you give them your opinion. But for the most part, you stay out because no matter what you do, if once you get involved, you become the scapegoat. Scapegoat. Is it a scapegoat or just scapegoat? My wife is telling me it's just scapegoat. And she's smarter than me.
It's just scapegoat. I was confused, like I missed something. Like, what's that?
Oh, so you thought I just made up a new term? It's fucked up, Tremaine. You just gonna downgrade my English at same school?
I need you to check back in with us and let us know how the situation goes.
Hold on, one at a time. Go ahead, Shannon.
I need you to check back in with us next time and let us know how the situation goes. We all have a vested interest now.
Well, the funny thing is I've changed the situation up so much that I'm not sure I'll remember to tell y'all because I kind of confused myself.
Yeah, I feel like one of your boys hit you up and his wife saw his phone that his friend is cheating and she wants to tell.
Thank God none of my boys have ever hit me up with a situation like that. But I do have a situation where, they've called me, like, yo, how would y'all handle the situation? So I'm just relating the situation. But no, I ain't had none of my boys call me up. And was like, your white wife called me out there. Thank God. Cause I don't want to know. I hope everyone's happy and smiley. but yeah, so that was just my quick little situation. Cause I'm telling, you know, Shorty, like, she just needs to, everybody needs to stay out of it. Just because if they figure out that you know, he's cheating, then good for her. But if she says you knew, and all she got to do is blame her husband and just be like, look, he told me to stay out of it. You can't get mad at anybody for wanting to stay out of a situation. So I guess that's good for that topic. All right, so next topic that I want to discuss, it's a lot of things that's been going on since we last got a chance to talk. So I really still don't want to get involved with the politics too much, but I definitely want to talk about, you know, Roseanne's show being canceled, Sarah Sanders getting kicked out of the Red Hen, and everything going on. So, you know what? I'll save that one more topic. So, the next topic, next lighthearted topic, just because I haven't seen y'all, so I want to have a good conversation. I want to laugh. I haven't talked to y'all in a while. So, me and the wife headed to Comic-Con in like a month, right? And she's sending me all this shit that I have no care about because it's something that she loves and I'm there to support. And she just keeps sending me stuff, and she's like, oh, I'm so excited. Aquaman's going to be there. And I'm like, who the fuck is Aquaman? And she's like,
who did y'all go with?
No, it's next month. We're going. She's got like two costumes, and then she's dressing us up as the husband and married couple in Assassin's Creed, who I think she actually like kills him at the end. But we ain't gonna discuss all that. I haven't finished the entire game, so I don't know. So that's next month. So she keeps sending me all this stuff, like, yo, this person's going to be there, this person's going to be there. And I'm just like, yay. Not really excited. Just because it's not my thing, it's her thing. But, you know, as a couple, you got to do your thing, whatever. So then I get a text from one of my boys that says, yo, they setting up the exact replica Taco Bell from Demolition Man. So then I get excited. I'm like, yo, Demolition Man, Wesley Snipes, Sylvester Stallone, classic. Taco Bell was the only restaurant that you know, survived the apocalypse. This is going to be great. This is going to be hilarious to see that. Now I got to watch the movie again. And I text my wife. I'm like, yo, that's crazy that they're going to do this. And she's like, she's never seen Demolition Man. And I immediately filed for divorce. So I guess my question was, and I'm going to start with you, Russell. What movie does your significant other have to see for y'all to get along? Any like a man movie.
Russell, let me hold on. Let me be clear on what you're. Yeah. I'm trying to be clear. I'm trying to be clear on what you're asking me. I'm trying to be. You're asking me what movie that I enjoy would she have to see?
Yeah. So something that is probably outside of her box. Okay. So I'll give you an example. Like once I found out Cheryl never saw Transformers the movie, the cartoon one. Okay. No, she did see that. So which one was it? It wasn't Bruce Lee. What movie did I make? Oh, Biker Boys. Once I found out Cheryl didn't watch Biker Boys, I made her watch it, yo. Burn Rubber, Not Your Soul. And she didn't like it, and we almost broke up.
Really? They can't even name it. We're doing stoppies. They can't even claim it.
Yo, classic.
Yo, that would be so crazy.
Right. So, like, she made me watch this movie where this white dude gets eaten by a bear, and I made her watch Biker Boys. So, like, what's the movie that your significant other has to watch when you get together?
The Temptations.
But she's probably already seen The Temptations.
No, I don't think so. I don't think she had. I don't think she had. I don't think she's into that much of old school music as I am. And, you know, into David Ruffin like I am, too. Because, after all, you know, The Temptations without David Ruffin is just a group in search of David Ruffin. So, yeah. It would have to be The Temptations.
Okay.
I love that movie, man. Every time it comes on, I watch it. I don't care. Literally, the Super Bowl could be on. And if The Temptations is on, if I'm flipping the channel during a commercial, I'm watching The Temptations and I'm in the Super Bowl. I'm dead serious.
Wow. Okay. Okay. So, Tremaine, I'll go to you next. What movie are you making your significant other sit down and watch? Once you find out like they haven't seen it, you like, no, we got to sit down and we got to watch this. Because Cheryl now has to watch Demolition Man.
I would say The Notebook, which I know is super sappy and corny, but yes, The Notebook. Did someone just say ill?
It's a good movie. I think I said it, but I'm sorry. I didn't mean to disrespect The Notebook. I'm writing in a notebook right now. I've never seen a notebook. Do people still use notebooks?
Ever? I can't with you.
I guess I'm writing in one, so I guess I still use one. Is it like a notebook about the, like, the laptop?
No.
Nah, a love story.
No.
Man.
It's a love story.
Oh, that's sweet. Malwan, you're up. What you got?
I got a couple. She gotta watch Coming to America. She gotta watch The Christmas Story. Both of them are classic movies. Need both of them to be watched. And maybe Harlem Nights.
Harlem Nights is definitely a classic.
But definitely Coming
Cheryl
to America.
If she hasn't seen Coming to America, you gotta break out with her.
Yeah, that's a damn shame that you let her do that.
So, Shannon, what you got?
First of all, I am shocked that you consider Demolition Man a classic.
Whoa.
But I will say, I don't know. Like, I'm a big movie person, so whoever I'm with has to be into movies. I don't know if you remember, but when I turned 21, y'all were at the bar waiting for me, thinking I was about to come drink and turn up. And I was in the theater because Lord of the Rings had dropped. But, so my boyfriend watches everything with me, from John Wick to Accountant, Armageddon, you know, Little Giants. But the only thing he won't watch with me that I am a big fan is Harry Potter. And I feel like that could end our relationship.
Harry Potter? Aren't those movies like 6 hours long?
Yeah, I haven't seen one of them.
No, they're amazing. Magic never dies. Muggles.
You're so excited.
Yeah, I'm not.
So we got another call in from the last 46461. What's good? You on that offer? Yo. Hello. 240. All right. Putting you back on mute. I'll check back with you in a minute. So, yeah, so I think movies are definitely. Did I get everybody? Mal, Tremaine, Russell, Shannon. Okay, yeah. So I got everybody. So, yeah, I think, like, when people don't, like, if somebody hasn't seen, for me, like, Barry Gordy's Last Dragon, like, I'm finding that movie right away, and we got to sit down, and you got to witness Show Enough versus Bruce Leroy and all the ignorant Asian jokes that go in that movie. Because it's just worth it. It's worth it. It's a classic. I can't believe you don't think Demolition Man's a classic. Demolition Man's great.
It is.
Yeah, I wouldn't even put it in the category of good movies.
Not classic.
Wesley
Snipes.
You tripping.
It's not a Money Train. Not a Drop Zone. Not a Chu Wong Fu.
I don't know.
Chu Wong Fu? I'm not even going to get on transgenders. I seen a dude with no shirt off and cutoffs on the corner for a car wash because it's Gay Pride Month. And I didn't even want to make eye contact because I didn't want him to think I needed my car wash. But I support his efforts. So, Demolition Man.
Hey, Gunn.
Yo.
Hey, so let me ask this, just kind of a spin on your question. What's a movie that you won't want to sit down and watch with your spouse? Because for me, it's The Color Purple. I can't stand The Color Purple.
The Color Purple, yeah, I haven't watched that since I could. I mean, I don't know. Cheryl, my wife, she has a very eclectic taste. I'd say that every movie she's picked, okay, so here's a perfect example. She's picked some movies that I would think going in that I would absolutely hate and I didn't want to watch. And the thing that pisses me off about Cheryl, she's like, I want you to watch this, I want you to watch this. She'll put it on and she'll fucking fall asleep. And I'm sitting there stuck watching the movie. And I'm like, this is dumb. Like, why are you making me watch something I don't want to watch? And you fall asleep. But it'd be good. So I appreciate it. Like, she'll wake up and be like, how'd you like it? And I'm like, oh, it was dope. But she picked this one movie where Keanu Reeves was a cartoon, and it was the worst movie I've ever seen in my life.
What was it called?
Like, Dark Skin, Dark Scanner Darkly. Oh, my God. It is the worst movie ever made. It's not funny. There's no action. There's not even good talking. I don't think they even say about 20 words in the 2 hours. And it's like a bad cartoon drawing. And, like, she fell asleep. I turned it off. Normally, I sit through and watch. I turned it off. And then we tried it again. And then she turned it off. And I was like, this is the worst choice you ever make. Now you got to watch, you know, something like The Program. That's what I got to make her watch, The Program. Classic.
The Program is a classic.
Definitely classic. The
Program is five mics.
Definitely.
You got young Halle Berry. You got young Omar Epps. You got, who else?
Mike Tomlin.
It's a
Mike Tomlin, Omar Epps, Mike Tomlin, the program's a classic. So that,
definitely
so for
classic.
Me, oh, yeah, hey, man, when I tried to let him in, they didn't want to say nothing.
I know.
Okay. But anyway, so Russell, to answer your question, I would say, I mean, now that I'm married and I'm stuck, I'll watch anything that she tries. Like, she's got me watching. Have y'all watched that Handmaid's Tale?
Oh, on Hulu, Handmaid's Tale.
Yo, that shit is bugged out. Like, they be raping women with, like, other women sitting there so their head hits the other women's coochies, and that's just
Handmaid's
freaky.
What
the hell are you talking about?
That's a good show, bro.
Russell, you sound bad far away. Yo. What you got your you still use a Bluetooth in 2018, yo?
No, I had to take you off of what I had done before because of my whatchamacallit dying.
But yeah, Malon, so she's got me watching the show on Hulu. I've only seen two episodes, and it's pretty good. Basically, the premise is, you know, it's basically what the Republicans want. They want all women to become just child bearers. The men run everything. Everything's ran by the government, you know. So it's this fictional world where they're in Alaska. The men have their wives, but something happened, which I haven't got to yet, but something happened where only few women have their uteruses, right? And even fewer of those women can actually have kids. So it's kind of like a thing now where the women who have their uteruses are like special women, and they're just used to try and make babies, right? So they're assigned to a household. The household probably has a husband and wife. So the husband basically rapes these women who have their uteruses to try and have a baby. But because it's not considered rape, that's just the women are just their job to have children and to make it so it's not like sensual sex. Like, so picture this. So you at the end of the bed piping a woman, right? And the woman is on her back while you piping her, but there's another girl sitting at, like, where her head is. So as you're moving back and forth, like, her head is hitting the other girl's vagina because the man is supposed to pretend that he's banging the wife.
I feel like this happens in real life often.
What is that?
Shannon, am I lying?
What's it called again?
No, that's true.
Hold on.
Handmaid's
what is this
tale.
Show called again?
The Handmaid's Tale. It's on Hulu.
And it's in the second season.
Yes.
Wow.
Darn.
Wow.
So Tremaine, have you watched this too?
I have watched it. I'm on the second season, like episode 5, I think.
Oh my God.
Oh, okay. Yo, it is some of the funniest stuff you'll see. It ain't supposed to be funny. But, like, the positions that they're in, because it's a real good, you know, made-up story. But the positions that, you know, when they're in for, like, the sex and all stuff, like, I was cracking up because I finally just seen a childbirth. Yo.
God.
Why are they telling me, the wife who's not even pregnant, yo, why they got a heart playing next to her, yo?
Wow.
A heart. Remember they had the harp in the room?
And she's,
you
like, screaming like she's in labor. And she screams with the person who's actually giving birth. She's, like, screaming and just talking about the pain, and it's almost time. And you're like, ma'am, doing anything. But she's all
right.
Yeah, next topic.
Yeah.
So, hold on. I don't think Jay did the show any justice because he just described one of the wild scenes in the show. I ended up watching the show because I was just laying in bed on a weekend, and I was just like, let me check this out, because my Fire Stick kept suggesting it. So I started watching it. And it's interesting, to me at least, because the women are basically being subjected to what they're being subjected to
based on nitpicked verses out of the Bible. So they're basically being subjected to that based on this is what God wants y'all to do. And you know me, Gunn, I find stuff like that interesting. Like this is what God wants you to do. And so they're using, you know what I'm saying, they're using religion to basically make these women sex slaves. That's basically what they are. You know, as well as you know, some other weird stuff. But I don't know. I just find stuff like that interesting. How they're being manipulated, and you know what I'm saying, like kind of their struggle to deal with it and to figure out a way out of this situation. I'm only on episode like 5 in season 1, but I'm telling you, if you watch it, you'll find other angles that interest you. Just keep watching.
Okay. Well, I definitely, like I said, we were supposed to watch it tonight, but I had to get back on the show tonight because I ain't wrapped y'all in so long and wanted to catch up so we can get back to doing this every week. So, you know, I'll definitely watch another 2 tomorrow, and we definitely going to catch up to the season 2. So yeah, Madwin, if you ain't, I guess you're the only one on here who ain't watched it, so you got a free second, you know. Go ahead and throw that Handmaid's Tale on. Shit bugged out, B.
It is bugged out.
Yeah. I'll see what I can do for you.
So the next thing I got on here, right? So I'm talking to the wife, and what did she tell me? She said something, and she said, "Yeah, he got his just desserts." What were we talking about? Oh yeah, so XXXXX.com died, right? I don't want to disrespect him. The man's gone. XXXTentacion. Is he Spanish? Is that why his name? It's a terrible name. I can't believe it was a good artist with that name. Anyway, so he died, right? And then Cheryl said he got his just desserts. People are saying that he got his just desserts. And I looked at her and said, what the hell does that mean?
I don't know what that means either. No.
Have y'all ever heard of that?
What does that mean?
I feel like it means he got what he deserved.
Have y'all ever heard of that? Because she looked at me like I was crazy. Like
I have heard that, and what Shannon said is correct. It's basically supposed to be good or bad. Basically, you got what you deserved, or it could be like you were rewarded. But I feel like more people use it when something bad happens, but it's like, well, you got what you got.
But not everyone deserves dessert.
Everybody deserves dessert.
Look, the scale tells me I don't need dessert for about 5 years.
Yeah,
so
I feel you.
So I don't know.
I don't know
what that was fun.
My input is, it's an idiom. And Jason is not up on idiom. Every time I come up with any phrase that is an idiom, he does not understand what I'm talking about. So
I feel like he understands. He's just so stubborn. He wants to harp on it.
That's a good topic.
I'm about to meet you.
That's what
I say.
Because I've never heard it, but I can infer what you mean.
It's a Kentucky.
What other idioms do people use? My wife's got to be the only person who uses idioms with me, and I can't ever get her to just tell me what she wants to eat. Why is she using idioms? Why can't we just talk in English? I don't want to talk in idioms. I didn't sign up for this. Yo, so what do y'all do with boogers, yo?
What?
In other news, Power comes back this weekend.
Yeah, hold
it's
on.
It's a birthday
present
for me. I can't wait for it to come back.
I'm not about to have a conversation about boogers.
She's way off topic, bro.
So, we going to talk about Ghost and Tommy, and is Tarika thug or not?
Wait.
Hold on. You can't tell me every time you get a booger, you got a napkin. So, where do y'all put them? Because you ball them up in a little box. So, y'all like Power? I've never been a big fan of Power.
I love Power.
I watched like 3 episodes, and then I think my showtime went off.
Gift stars.
I got bored with
it. Go ahead, Madeline.
I got bored with it.
Russell, you watch Power? Russell's gone.
Absolutely. No, I'm still here. I'm still here. Absolutely, I watch Power. You got bored with Power? How?
Yeah, I just got bored with it. I was trying to look for the one scene everybody was talking about, and then just it took too long to get there. So
you were trying to look for the La La scene?
Yeah, that's the only thing everybody talked about. So. I mean, I was like, I witnessed this scene coming, like, and then I was trying to find it, and you know, whatever.
I don't think that scene is until season two, right?
Apparently that's why I got bored with it, right? Because I couldn't get past for three episodes of season one.
So are there any shows that you follow, like you have to watch every episode?
Who, me? Who's the other show?
Yeah,
Law and Order.
Yo, you follow Law and Order every episode? What are you, 60?
Yo, Law and Order SVU is the shit, though.
It is, but I feel like you just catch a marathon when you're free because it's on 24 hours a day.
Not the marathon. The marathons don't follow their current episodes.
Yo, you too old to be following Law and Order. I mean, you ain't that old.
That's some good-ass shows.
I'm a fan of Law and Order. I'm a fan of Law and Order, but it's too many of them, yo.
Yeah, it's too many. I'm talking about SVU. I'm talking about SVU. Yeah. SVU is my shit.
Okay. All right. So, anybody excited about cheese balls being sold by Planters? Takes me back to college.
No idea what you're talking about.
Cheese balls.
Takes me back to my grandmother. Cheese balls. I thought about being at my grandmother's house eating them joints while I'm watching TV at her crib.
I'm gonna put you on mute, B. I don't know what's going on over there. I hope he's okay.
I have no idea. These are random ass topics, though.
I know because I got a lot of politics stuff, but I just kind of want to laugh. But, I mean, we can get into Sarah Sanders getting kicked out of the Red Hen and what y'all think about. I think it's just, I think it's just wild that white people are starting to get kicked out of restaurants, you know? Like, that's pretty.
I think they should have just put some shit in her food and let her eat it.
No, you can't do that. You can't do that.
I don't like her.
I mean, she's playing her role. She's holding it down. She's holding it down for Trump. That's her role, dog. Yo, who's getting in and out of the car?
What happened with that whole situation, though?
With Sarah Sanders?
Yeah.
Well, she went to the Red Hen in Virginia. Hey, Russell, I took you off mute. I thought that was you with all that wind, but apparently it was my one, so my bad. So, Sarah Sanders went to the Red Hen in Northern Virginia to bust a grub. Apparently they had some gay people working as cook, you know, sauteing the broccoli. And they were like, yo, we don't fuck with her because of her stance on gay rights. They called the manager. The manager called in and asked her to politely get out because the cook didn't feel comfortable cooking for her. And they said she left politely. But then everybody started saying how disrespectful it was and how the hypocrisy of, you know, because you don't want restaurants not serving you because you're black. But now all of a sudden you're going to not serve her because of her views on gay folks.
Well, first of all, black is a protected class. Like, race is a protected class. But she and her peoples are the main people who wrote to try to have, you know, other service-oriented businesses like bakers and florists be able to not serve same-sex people on a religious basis. So I don't really see a difference between the two.
Tremaine? Russell?
Yeah, I too think it was okay that they, you know, politely asked her to leave and had their stance. You know, she's basically trying to discriminate against people. So it's not the same thing as, you know, when they would say black people can't do this or do that.
But, I mean, okay, I just wonder how this is going to go forward. So, okay, you tell Sarah Sanders you can't eat some chicken because, you know, you don't want gay people to get married because of your religious values, right? And then they could say to me,
Hold on. Let's be clear. That's not where it started. It started with her and her group saying that they don't want to serve gay people.
Right. Okay, so I'm not
they set
saying,
the
okay.
precedent for this.
Right, but Shannon, if we go to, if we start saying, okay, I'm going to do to you everything you do to me, then we're never going to get anywhere.
I agree with that. I'm not saying, you know, it was right. Again, I told you I probably would have just put rat piss in her food or something like that. But, you know, I'm just saying that that's where it came from. It's not, you know, they came up with this idea or this philosophy. It's something that she created.
I think here's the thing. The thing is that it is irony in its finest, right, where you get kicked out for a position that you support when it's the opposite end of the spectrum, right? But at the same time, I think that the going tit for tat doesn't really necessarily solve the issue that's at hand, which is just discrimination, period, right? So I hear both sides of it, but at the same time, I mean, hopefully what has to happen is exactly with Julius Erving said, I'm not Julius Erving, but whatever, what are you talking about, how white people have to basically start be activists? I forgot, he played for the Bucks. I forgot the basketball player name. But anyway,
at the NBA Awards, right?
Yeah, at the NBA Awards. How white people have to start to be activists, because it's only going to take for white people to start to actually be discriminated against or do the same thing that happened to them or with their people they're trying to oppress, for them to say, oh, well, my views are wrong, right? And none of this should be happening, period. But because until that happens, you're still going to have those same white privileged people saying that, oh, well, it should be them and not me, right? So it doesn't make it right, but at the same time, I just think that the overall issue is not being solved by, you know what I mean, oh, because you stand for us being discriminated against, so I'm going to discriminate against you, right? So, but I think it just plays
so
that bigger picture, like, well, white people have to stand up.
So I guess my whole standpoint is, if it was me, and Russell, I'm gonna go to you next after I see this one point. The only reason why I have my reservations on this whole situation is because I can't sit here and say you discriminate against me because of the color of my skin. And this is just for example. You discriminate against me because of the color of my skin is wrong, and just for that, I'm going to discriminate you because of the color of your skin. Like, I understand where the anger from them comes from. I don't know if kicking her out was the right thing. I guess in my mind, I would just be like, yo, I would have all the gay people, like, yeah, a gay person made your french fries, a gay person made your burger, a gay person made your milkshake, and you want to stop and you want to prevent us from doing this, we're working hard just like you are. I mean, I guess it's in an ideal world. So, I mean, I think it's kind of tough because the vindictive part of me says, you know, fuck her. You know, she can suck a dick for all I care. But if I'm looking at this as part of society, I don't want society to have that attitude. But I'm going to go to Russell Ness. Russell, what you think?
Yeah, let me say this on the front end. I don't want to sound like I'm defending Sarah Huckabee Sanders, because I'm not.
Speak up,
B. She can. I don't know why you can't hear me.
But yeah, I'm gonna say this on the front end. I don't want to sound like I'm defending her, because I'm not. But I think what they did to her was dead wrong. I also think the bakery not baking the cake for the gay couple was also dead wrong. I'm like Ma said, the tit for tat shit is stupid. If you didn't want Sarah Huckabee Sanders in your restaurant, just, all right, cool, she there. Undercook her burger. Serve her some cold French fries. Give her some warm soda. Just make her experience miserable. You ain't got to call and put her out. There's other ways to deal with that. Kicking her out just gives her the ammunition that she wanted to rile up Trump and his base. That's all it does. Like, you can't. Like, what is the saying that Martin Luther King said? Hate cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that. Darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that. So you can't fight them on their level, because all they're going to do.
He said that before he got shot, though.
Yeah, that's cool, but he said it. All that's going to do.
And then he said some other things that aren't well publicized. But I don't know. Like,
you said
the vindictive part of you says fucker. All of me says fucker. But I do think.
I had to mute Shannon. I love Shannon death. But I'm going to let you finish, Russell, and then I'm going to let Shannon in.
No, but I'm saying,
get my Kanye on.
All this does. Shannon's
one of my greatest friends of all time. But Russell got to finish. Go ahead, Russell.
And all I was saying, and I'm gonna wrap it up. All this does, in my opinion, is give them the ammunition that they need to rile up their base. It gives them the ammunition they need to say, "See, look how they treat us. This is how they treat you. They can't be in power. So come out and put us back in office." That's all it does.
All right, Shannon, you up, Shannon? Go ahead.
You know. And first of all, the only reason I think it doesn't do any good to kick her out is because then you go down this rabbit hole of, oh, you know, you're not a Trump supporter, so I'm going to kick you out of here, or, you know, your eyebrows don't match, so I'm going to kick you out of here, you know. But I disagree about ammunition, for it gives the illusion that it gives ammunition to rile up his supporters, but they don't need any riling up, because they have proven that through thick or thin, you know, blatant racism, anything louder than a dog whistle, you know, pure racism and bigotry, you know, they're riding for those values.
Jermaine? Malwan?
I mean, like I said, I think, like I said before, I think the tit for tat is wrong. I think at the end of the day, it's not solving the bigger issue, right? Because, like you said, like what was said, like, they don't need the ammunition; it's already there, right? Like, they're gonna have that same view regardless whether she got kicked out or not. That's not her getting kicked out is not gonna change any one of those opinions from any Trump supporter that felt like gay people was a sin, right? Or the evangelical Christians who think that same thing, right? That they're not going to change nobody's religious belief by doing that. They didn't sway nobody. They didn't move nobody to the left who was right. They didn't do anything. But what they did do, though, I would say, is that they did make it apparent that or call out the hypocrisy of both of them. If the right started complaining, right? Because they took a case all the way to the Supreme Court that did the exact same thing of which they're complaining about, right? So, but again, even with that hypocrisy, they gonna spin that shit any way they want anyway, right? So it didn't do anything. It didn't move nobody that was in the center, right or left or indifferent. I think everybody stays the same. Nothing really changes until enough of that shit starts happening where enough white people say, you know what, the way that we're feeling is wrong because the shit starts happening to them. I was at the Dave Chappelle show, right? And he was like, the only way that we're going to suck, because he was like, white people love their guns, right? And he was talking about the Second Amendment. And he was like, the only way, he was like, that it's going to stop is if the black people save America again, like we saved everyone, like in the past, right? And he said, if every single black person that is over 21 buy a gun, every single white person gonna be like, oh shit, we gotta stop this. We gotta put some laws in place to stop these niggers. You know what he said? Stop these niggers from buying guns because they all have them now. They said, and there's some truth to that, right? Because if you think about it, they're scared of the power and the influence that we have as a culture. Talking about African Americans, and the only laws that are on these books really will come about is to basically suppress whatever minority group that they want, because they're mostly in power. So that's kind of what has to happen. It has to come from some kind of like white activism, what I said before, or enough of one group that's going to empower them where they get scared and start passing legislation from one way or another. That's my
thought. I agree.
Yeah, I'll be pissed if we all buy guns and then they outlaw them now. I mean, I already got a bunch of guns, but... like if we start,
but you can imagine that happening, though, right?
Huh?
I said, but you can imagine that happening, though, right? Like if all of a sudden, like every single, like how they stockpile guns, if all of a sudden the NRA has a stat that says the percentage of gun buyers from black people are just went through the skyrocket, everybody owns a gun. So look what happened when they started with the Black Panthers, right? What they started doing? They started arming themselves, carrying around, same thing with the white people. What happened? So the FBI probe after them, right? Same thing, but they can't do that, right? Because it's legal. We'll challenge our Second Amendment too, right? So at that point, the only way they'll do that is by putting laws in place that should already be in place to prohibit us from owning just as many guns as them. The only way it'll happen. I mean, it was crazy as shit when I started thinking about it, because they're not going to take away your Second Amendment right? Because that's all they're talking about. So the only way we do is play the same game. We got enough guns. You got guns. We got guns. We got more guns than you. If we're scared of you. Shit. Let's put in laws in place only black people going to have two guns, or just everybody going to have two guns or something. Like, that's the only way a law is going to change from the people that's at top. We don't have enough people in Congress, minorities anyway, right? So you scare enough white people, legislation will happen.
I agree. All right, but, you know, that still doesn't answer the question of, it doesn't get us to the point where, you know, like for this situation with her being kicked out the restaurant, was it good or not? And the funny thing is, like, I always say I'm not racist. I understand that there is race and I understand that things are different. Just America's just been crazy to me the last couple of years. You know, they're having... you know, white people killing each other up in Charlottesville, Roseanne Barr saying somebody looks like a monkey, she got her show took.
Yeah, but that's not her. She's proven that she was a racist long before this, and they still gave her a show. And the white people that are out here killing each other, you know, that's not, like, stuff like that doesn't happen out the blue, per se. Like, a lot of the racism that's come to light recently, you know, and the climate of our country, it's always been there, just kind of more so on the fringe. We just have, you know, people in the forefront who embolden and empower it.
No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying that it's funny seeing white people get punished now for things that they were able to get away with 10 years ago, 20 years ago.
Well, that's
like,
true.
Even take the chick who called the cops on that little girl for the water. She got fired from her job.
Yeah, there was a white guy walking around sitting in my neighborhood today, and I thought about calling the police on him.
See, if we go into a better society, we can't go tit for tat. We just got to get rid of all these crazy people, right? Right? Or no? Or do we got to go to war or kill a bunch of people and then start anew?
I mean, I do think, like, I don't want to be petty. I do think, like Malwan said, you kind of have to demonstrate to a point that puts them in the opposing position so they see how it feels, and then things will change, whether it's, you know, consciously or unconsciously, whether they realize that they're being hypocritical, you know, or whatever. But, like, then I think things will change.
All right. Well, be closing up the off ramp, man. It's been fun getting back. We'll definitely be on next week. Tremaine, any last words?
Nope, but I will call in next week or the week after.
No, it'll be next week, I promise. My bad.
Okay.
Because we got a lot to catch up on. We got a lot to catch up on. But good having you, Tremaine. I'll catch you next week. Russ, any last words, my brother?
Peace, love, and soul, my brother. That's all I got. That's all I got.
My man, I'm going to catch you next week. Brother Malwan, any last words?
Man, Anthony Kennedy decided to retire from the Supreme Court. Yeah, that's going to be crazy, crazy, crazy with this next election of the Supreme Court justice, man. Elections matter, man.
We're going to talk about that. I had that on the list, but it's 10:40 at night, and I'm about to – my wife's got a couple glasses of wine in there. I'm going to go see if I can go ahead and make her another boy. So we'll talk about that next week. So good rapping to you, brother. I'll talk to you next week. Oh, I'll cut you off in the middle. I'm pretty sure everybody appreciates you. Bye. Shannon, it's been great hearing from
Power
you.
Power Sunday, and everybody hit the electric slide extra hard for the 4th of July cookout.
You got to stock up on your batteries. Don't buy those no-name batteries. Get you a door seller's energizer. Well, good talking to you this week, sis. Glad to finally catch back up. We still got a lot of stuff that we need to rap about, but it's good to be back on. So I'll see you next week.
Definitely.
All right, you be safe this week. We'll rap. To the off-ramp. Man, it's been a fun night. Man, it feels good to be back in the seat. Oh, my bad. Shorty Doo-Wop. DJ C Siren. Any last words? She throws up the two sign. What a great conversation. This is what I go through every day in my life. Y'all have no idea. But she's mine. I'll keep her. So, but yeah, man, it's been good rapping to y'all. It's been good getting back on the horn, touching the people, talking to the people, hearing about everything that's going on in your lives, man. Make sure y'all be blessed, be safe out there, man. It's a crazy world out there. I think that this platform, we're gonna make the world better. It's a lot of smart people that call in. It's a lot of smart people that text me on the side to give comments, because a lot of things I say, you know, come from texts of people who don't put their voice out there. You know what I mean? So I think we have good conversations, and I think that's the difference between us and a lot of different platforms. We actually talk to the people. We actually touch the people. This isn't internet bots, man. Nobody with a Russian accent can tweet me, or you got to call me. I got to make sure you're not a bot. But, man, y'all be safe tonight. Hope y'all enjoyed the off-ramp, season 2, episode 10. And we'll catch you probably next Thursday. I'm going to try to keep it consistent on the Thursdays. Even though I did like the Friday nights when I could stay up and rap to y'all for like 2 hours till midnight. But I think forcing us to be right about an hour is pretty good. I don't want to go too long. So for all the people who's going to catch the replay and write your comments and all stuff, send me a message below. Let me know what you want to talk about, and we'll definitely wrap to you next week. So y'all be safe tonight. I got to come up with a catchphrase. That's going to be my goodbye. I got to come up with a catchphrase. 1.